Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here on this fine Tuesday morning. Today we are getting into the Word of God. We are starting a conversation. I hope y'all are ready. I want you to grab your coffee, grab your tea. If you're driving, please be safe, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here with you on this fine Tuesday morning. Guys, we have two or three more weeks of this year, 2022. I'm tired of 2022. No, I'm just kidding. I actually really love this year. I'm trying to be more positive about the years as they come, because honestly, you can't really do anything except, you know, embrace what is coming and just be, you know, content in the season that you're in the season that we enter. I'm just so grateful that we've made it this far. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We've made it. Three more weeks and we'll officially make it through this year, but it's been a very interesting year. Today I wanted to say thank you to all the people that listened to the podcast last week. A lot of feedback came in. I'm so excited that y'all enjoyed that. That was with my good friend Samel Ahin. We've known each other, I believe, 4 to 5 years. Not me not knowing the exact time frame, but we've known each other for a while, and she's just a great young woman, a great leader, a great worshiper, a great nurse. She's just awesome, and she's been a person within my life that I actually really, you know, love to talk to. I'm having some God-driven conversations with her, and every day is literally vibes. It's just vibes and Kwan. We just vibes. And she's very, very just an overall great person. So I'm so thankful to her taking out the time, because she's busy and so is my schedule. But I'm so thankful that she was able to take the time out to be on the podcast. Next week, I'm telling y'all, there's someone big coming in. I don't want to just release. I might release. You know what? I'm going to release it at the end, because by next week, he will be on the podcast, and then the podcast will be taking a break till the new year. You may have a couple episodes that will come out, but we will be taking, I think, about a week off till the new year, just to enjoy the holidays and the new year that's coming. So that is the update. So you will receive another podcast next week, which is going to be during Christmas weekend, the Christmas week. And it's going to be someone special. I'm going to let y'all know at the end. And then the week after that, you will not receive another podcast till the first week of January 2023. So I'm so excited. Thank you guys for just being so great, so great in everything you do within the podcast. We reached, like, I think we were part of the 10% with people sharing globally, up the 30% of people that subscribed and just listened. I'm so thankful that this is a part of your life. And, you know, even if it's not a lot of people, no matter the number, I don't look at the number. I look at how many people it's impacted. And I literally had times that, like, maybe because of school, I was a little inconsistent. Somebody would be like, why haven't you posted? Oh my gosh, your podcast was really helping me. This was how, and I'm like, you know, sometimes when you're behind the mic, you don't really know how much impact you do have. But thanks be to God. It's not me, it's all God. Glory to God. Today we're talking about three things we have learned this year, because I want to make this light and airy. Last week we had a very, you know, purposeful conversation about being a PK, and that ended that segment. But we are getting into some topics with my guest next week about that, and just ministry in general, and just being a young man in, you know, in this world. So we will talk about that next week. But three things I have learned this year. This year has been very interesting. Number one, because I started an internship that turned into a full-time job. It was great. It's been amazing. It was in a role that I've never been in, and I thank, you know, the people around me that gave me a chance to even fit into this role. So it was amazing because I've learned so much. I entered into HR, so I've grown in that aspect, and also I entered into more things within ministry. You know, my dad has a church, so I'm also, you know, part of it. And I've been so, like, privileged and so, like, thankful and grateful that my dad has given me, you know, the opportunity to be in the Sunday school, to be in, you know, worship, leading liturgy, leading certain sermons. And it's just getting me exposed to what ministry life is. I am so grateful for that. And this year we were able to go and minister to young people, and it was amazing because you saw the hunger and thirst for God, and it just shows that we have, as a generation, we have a lot to do. And that leads me into this, my first lesson. My life is a mystery, and every day is an opportunity to make it count. That was one thing I learned this year. Every day is a mystery. Life is a mystery in itself, because the one that is life is Jesus. The one that is life is God. That's our life right there. And both, you know, the whole thing is a mystery. God is a mystery. Like, you can't find out everything about God, but what you can do is just let him lead you. And thanks be to Jesus that we've been saved and have this grace over our lives, that we're able to wake up and able to just, you know, be, you know, wake up, smile, wake up, walk. It's all a mystery, the way life works. And every day is an opportunity for you to make it count. Do something to change something. Do something to help someone. Do a nice thing for someone. I'm not bragging or anything, but I love to pay for people. And it's not because I'm rich. Y'all don't play with me. I ain't rich or anything like that. But if I do have the funds within my time, and even if I don't have the funds, I do pay for people. Like, I did this. I started, what is that? It's like when you start, like a cadence kind of thing. I paid for someone, and then someone else paid for the other person, and it was like a really nice flow going. But just pay for someone's meal. It shouldn't be even that. If you're unable to do that, just do something small, like open a door for someone. Every day is an opportunity to make it count. Someone may be having one of the worst days, but your smile towards them, your positive attitude towards them, your just light towards them, it's all they needed that day. And that could take them out of a dark place that could have, you know, consumed them more and more. So life is a mystery, and every day is an opportunity to make it count. Number two, small blessings versus big blessings. A lot of times when we pray to God, we're like, God, bless me with a marriage. God, bless me with this car. God, bless me with this. God, bless me with this. Let your kingdom reign over my life. Like, we're always speaking of big blessings. But what about the small blessings? There's a song, I think it's by Maverick City, Little Miracles. There's a little miracle. A little bit of miracles. I listen to that song all the time, but I just can't think of the words. But little miracles every single day. You waking up right now, listening to this podcast, you going to work, that's a miracle in itself. And when you see that life is a mystery, and then you going to sleep, you have no idea, you know, the things that your body is going through when you're sleeping. And for it to wake up, it's all glory to God that we're even able to do that. And, you know, not a lot of people don't have this chance to wake up every single morning. You know, there are things that happen. So us having that one breath every morning to wake up and just, oh God, thank you for waking me up. Thank you for letting me, you know, embrace the air and just walking. It's just the little things that are the blessings. And sometimes it's not the big ones that you should be appreciative about. It's the small things that you should say, God, I'm grateful, God. This year, I have seen the just how big waking up is, how big breathing is, how big going into your vehicle, going to work and going to and fro for like whatever you have to do. It's a blessing, a blessing, a blessing. So small blessings, and we thank God for the big blessings as well, but you know, the small ones, I thank God a lot. And they're not even small blessings, they're only small blessings because sometimes we don't think about it as big. But nah, they are all big blessings. I thank God for everything that he does, especially waking up and just smelling the coffee, waking up and seeing, you know, the sky. I just thank God for that. And my last thing is being content in the now. Ooh, being content in the now. Make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. There's a Bible verse in the Bible like that. Being content in the now. Right now, wherever you are, if you've been walking with God and he's a little silent right now, just know that you are in the right place and this is where you need to be. A lot of times this year, there was a lot of rush. Everyone wants to rush and do something. Everybody's rushing to get somewhere. The hustle culture, I don't do it. I don't do it. I don't do the hustle culture. It's not, I mean, you know, we all, you know, wake up and get the money. We all wake up and go to work and do all the things we got to do to pay them bills. But the go, 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 that's just a lot. And your sleep is important. You got to take care of your body. I don't believe in you going go, 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 go and not taking care of your body that God has given to you, because you need that body. It's going to take you, you know, through life. Don't misuse the vessel God has given you. But being content in the now. Sometimes I'm like, especially if you're single, you're always looking at the next thing. God, when is the husband coming? God, when is this coming? But if you're single right now and God is just showing you things about yourself, showing you things about the season you're in, just know that you are in the right place and just take it one step at a time. Be content in the now. Be content that this is the place you are, in the place of singleness. Embrace the singleness, because once someone else comes or once something else comes, you are going to be like, oh my days. Oh my days. I remember I had a friend, every day she took a gap year because of some financial issues and some life issues, which is totally fine if you need that. And I was still in school at that time. Every day she would be like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get to school. I can't wait to get to school. I can't wait to start school. And in my mind, I'm like, no, you don't. You don't want to do this. 4 years of this is a lot. 10 pages, 15 pages, 20 pages. If y'all have to do research, especially for me, I did a biblical, ministry leadership and preaching and all those biblical classes. So research, y'all don't know about the Bible till you have to do research about it. Oh my days. Sometimes I'm like, this is not what they taught us in Sunday school, because whoa, they were just asking for a lot, but you know, it was all rewarding. But I was just like, in my mind, I was like, why do you want to just speed things up? Embrace the gap year that you're in. And it may be tough, I understand that. But you know, her being in the season of going to school now, what she wishes, what her wish was, is now that she would have embraced the time that she had the gap year. She would have enjoyed more of her free time. She would have, you know, not been so eager to just move on and, you know, go with the flow or go with the things that, you know, culture was saying, you got to do this, you got to do this. So she kind of feels bad because she's like, oh my gosh, I wasted a full year. I didn't really do much in finding myself in God, establishing that relationship with God. So y'all be content in the now. If God says you gotta stay right now and, you know, just stay under the shadow of his wings and just pray, do exactly that. If he's saying it's time to move into this marriage, it's exactly that. If he's saying that you need to be content in the job that you are in right now for now, because there's a blessing at the end that is coming out of this, and maybe God is trying to teach you something in this season, I want you to be content in the now. Be okay with where you are, because when God is such a strategic God that he's not going to give you a blessing prematurely. He has to make sure that you are equipped and ready to handle that blessing. If he gives you a blessing that you are not prepared for, then he is not a good father. But God is a good father. That is why he prepares you. He makes sure that you are mature enough. He makes sure that you are wise enough to handle the blessings that he wants to give you. If a dad wants to give you more, if he wants to give you property to take care of, he has to make sure that you are okay with taking care of the small things, such as like your house, your car, your little things in your life. God is a good father that he will not give you anything prematurely. He wants to make sure that you are ready and that you are equipped and that you are established enough in him to be able to handle that amount of blessing that he's going to give you. So be content in the now. Stay in the word. Keep praying, because it says pray without ceasing. Don't stop. And I'm telling you, this year has taught me a lot, especially about just how I handle certain things. And next year is even better. But we're going to it all starts now. It all starts this year. So these are just a few things I learned. Like I said, I wanted a very airy, kind of just light lessons. I wanted to do this before I tell you the guest for next week. So drum roll, please. No, I'm just kidding. So next week, I know y'all know Campus Rush, Prophet Ralph Darte is on the podcast next week. I am so excited. I'm telling you, the way this happened, God ordained. I will give the whole thing, the way it happened to you guys later on. But yeah, Prophet Ralph Darte is going to be on the podcast next week, and he is a part of Campus Rush, and they are also ones that I think y'all know. We lift you high away, away. They one of the members of Campus Rush, their musician, she's the one that actually created that song. So it's gonna be fire next week. And yeah, that's the surprise. I've been talking about this forever. But yes, we finally make time and spoke to him. We got this. Podcast is out and ready next week. Y'all stay tuned for it. Thank you all for the support. And y'all will hear from us next week. Take care.